I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Friday the 22nd, the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, conducted by David Bowden, presents their annual free community concert in honor of our veterans. It's called Salute. Retired Major General Mark Pillar will preside over the military ceremonies. The celebration takes place at 7 p.m. at 2nd and Washington Streets on the grounds of the Bartholomew County Memorial for Veterans. There'll be patriotic pieces with the orchestra and tenor Neil Jones, a recognition ceremony, and a sing-along of traditional favorites. Our guest, Harry McCauley, the associate editor of The Republic. Harry, how did you get involved in this year's concert?
Well, it was about 10 years ago, and we had just completed and dedicated the Memorial for Veterans on the courthouse lawn. And as we looked out, and we had this wonderful expanse of space highlighted by these 25 columns bearing the names of those from the community who had been killed in the wars and letters to and from them, that we thought it should be utilized. And so we began discussions with Alice Curry, the executive director of the Philharmonic, and suggested staging a free concert, and it would be dedicated to those who've served and those who are still serving. And it's something that was embraced by the Philharmonic. We went out and talked to some potential sponsors and found that same kind of a reaction. So we've got this event, and it's continued every year since then. It draws about 5,000 to 6,000 people. People just bring their lawn chairs down, and the other thing I think it's done is that it's brought to the Philharmonic a crowd that you don't normally associate with Philharmonic concerts.
Now, Harry, you'll be reading during the concert. What will you be sharing?
Well, I'll be sharing a letter and a story about Jonathan Menke. And we had been very fortunate in this community for the past, since the war began, that we have not had a casualty from Bartholomew County. And until this past year, when Jonathan Menke, who was born and spent his early childhood here, was killed in Iraq by a IED. And I had asked his father if he had a letter that he could share with us that we could read at this ceremony. And it's going to take place during a flag folding, a very moving portion of the ceremony. And the story is about how Jonathan became attracted to the children of Iraq. And as he would walk on his patrols, that they would surround him, and he would give them treats and talk to them. In fact, he remarked about how trashy everything was over there because they just threw their trash out on the streets. And he would tell the kids that, if they picked up the trash, that he'd give them a treat. And so he asked his family to send him things that he could give to the kids. And they seemed to be taken with beanie bags and toy cars. And so he asked them to send him these things. And everybody in the family and friends pitched in. And the rest of the town of Madison found out about it. And eventually they had like 5,000 of these beanie bags that had been collected and shipped. And there was a company, Grote Industries, down in Madison that agreed to package and pay all the shipping fees for it. And he described it as, his little way of maybe helping out. And he was killed in August of last year. But the family and the friends continued the drive. And the last I'd heard, they held over 10,000 beanie bags that had been sent over to Iraq. And it may seem like a little thing, especially in our society. But, as he noted, that these were kids who had been affected by war. And it was something that they really appreciated.
Harry McCauley, the associate editor of The Republic. By the way, he's written this story up, and you can see it in a past issue of The Republic. On Friday the 22nd, the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, conducted by David Bowden, presents their annual free community concert to honor the veterans. It's called Salute. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.